Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to So Relatable.
Woo!
Brent is currently getting chocolate out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm. I ate dark chocolate before this, and I am trying to get it all out, but It's not really working.
He's also got his milk with him.
I do. You know, I love milk. You know, and we actually have someone here that is allergic to milk.
No way.
Yes, and that is
our special guest today.
Our special guest, Mark. Woo! Everyone, welcome Mark. Woo! All right. Yeah. So if you guys don't know, Mark is my editor and has been my editor for YouTube for how many years?
Since like 2015, 2016. Yeah.
So it's been literally six years of every having week. To deal with my crap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot.
My shenanigans. I have a question here. What is... How much has it changed? Obviously, like, you know, when we started off, like, editing, you know, the videos are pretty simple.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, like, what, 10 minutes of footage?
Yeah, so it used to be, literally, like, say the video was going to be 8 minutes, it was probably about 10 minutes of footage.
Yeah.
So, straight, just, like, one act, it was, like, a skit. You know, we had everything planned, nothing was, like...
No life. Extra footage, yeah. But now, I mean, I literally give them 3 hours of footage.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Jesus.
I know.
It turns into 8 minutes.
It turns into 8 minutes.
Honestly, like, I wish your videos were longer.
Really?
I always say that. I'm like, I need these videos to be like 10 minutes to 15.
That is probably his hardest part of his job is that he has to figure out how to turn 3 hours into 8 minutes. And we have a hard time. I mean, the fact that sometimes, you know, sometimes he just doesn't know what else to cut out and he gives it to me. He's like, what else?
Yeah.
And I just have to just like be like, okay, you know what? Let's just, we have to chop out good stuff.
Why do you do that?
We have to chop out good stuff.
Just because, like, you know, the audience, they have a younger...
Yeah. Like,
the older you get, the more your attention span grows. You know?
Yeah.
So the younger you are, the shorter it is.
It needs to be just, like,
very fast-paced.
Quick. Yeah.
Even for us, like, it's more entertaining if it's, like, something's changing every second rather than every, like, 4 or 5 seconds. You know, like, the longest a cut should be is about, like, 2 seconds in between clips.
You know? Yeah. Well, the Pearson clip that we did... So Pearson went in the pool... last video, remember that?
Yeah.
That wasn't in the video.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't make it in the video. It actually, Mark kept it in.
Uh-huh.
But when I got it back, I had another minute and a half to cut. And I was like, you know what? I'm like, that's going to save me 25 seconds. I just took it out.
What is wrong with you?
I just couldn't do it. So poor Pearson, she went in the pool and everything and it just got cut out.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, it could be cool to like make like a second channel and just post like all like the
things that get cut out.
100%. Yeah.
That could be really cool.
Yeah, I have a hard time cutting stuff out too, but like for the most part, like I'll leave it in.
Yeah.
See, we have like a list. Like it's, it matters if it's like important to the storyline or if it's like, it matters if it like sets up something in the next prank or if it's funny or if it's important and then
that's
what we have to choose.
Yeah, like I'll give him like these insane like time stamps. Like I'll be like, he'll be like, what's the order? And I'll be like a whole hour clip. I'll say like, it needs to be under
seconds.
A minute or 50 seconds. Like, it needs to be 50 seconds.
What in the frick?
And, oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, those timestamps are crazy. Anyways, let's get to how I feel like me and Mark met.
Yeah.
Me and Mark met in, like, middle school.
Yeah, so.
Middle
sixth
school?
Or seventh grade, yeah.
Okay, wait. So then I have a question.
Uh-huh.
I need to confirm something. What was Brent's nickname in middle school? Don't you dare.
It was a...
Don't you dare.
Does it start with a number? Okay, so it started out as the sixth grade Slayer.
Ah,
in seventh grade, and then in eighth grade, it changed to the seventh grade Slayer.
Yes.
What the...
It kept on going up as I moved on with the grades that people changed my name.
What does that mean?
It means that I was good with the ladies.
Yeah, all the girls in the younger grade, like the grade one below us, loved Brent.
Let's just say when I moved, we had fifth period lunch and fourth period lunch. The fourth period lunch had most of the sixth graders in it. So I moved from fifth to fourth and seventh grade, and oh my gosh, all of these sixth graders were just like...
They loved him. They worshipped
what?
Him.
Yeah. I remember this one girl, Whitaker, she came up to me, and she's like the leader of like the sixth grade pack, and she's like, hey, welcome to fourth period lunch. Come with me. Oh. And like, I'm like, oh shoot. Okay.
What the heck?
Wait, this initiation.
Was her name Sam?
It was Sandra. Sarah.
Sandra.
Sandra Whitaker, yeah.
And she, there was like a Sam or like something else with an S at my school.
Oh, really?
So I was like, wait, is it the same
person? Probably the same person. No, but we met, and Sarah, honestly, you know, we became pretty good friends in middle school, and we kind of had the same friend group. But it wasn't until like high school where like we actually started really hanging out.
Yeah. What caused you guys to like hang out? What brought you together?
What did?
Kind of just we were the two that thought the most about like the videos and kind of worked together the most, you know?
Yeah.
Like, evolved it together.
We would, you know, during lunch, most of like sophomore, junior year, we would just make vines. Mm-hmm. You know, go into Miss Acuna's class or whatever and just like literally just like make vines all day. And like that's kind of, you know, what we all did. And that was fun for us, you know. And then he would come over after school with a couple like Tanner or whoever. Yeah,
we get to think of some ideas, you know, look through what's like doing good for people and see like how we can improve our.
Yeah, exactly. Remember like we made like a Pokemon Go video.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, like we were like, this video needs to be crazy good. Like we had like a little like meeting, like me, you, Tanner, whoever was a part of it. And we're like, this video needs to be so good. And here's a little bit of it. And Mark is Mark is in this video. Let's watch it. There's me.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh.
So that's Mark.
With the Casey Neistat glasses.
Uh-huh. And then we started chasing. This is like, oh my god.
Wait, the production in this.
And the freaking drone footage. Damn.
I remember when you bought that drone.
Uh-huh. Oh. Mark has the hops.
Look at that.
Anyways, that was a fun video. But no, it just shows. I mean, he came over after school, and we just kind of just, I mean, it was fun, you know, it was like something we just did for fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it became a job for both of us, you know, we both had a dream job.
So like,
it's like Austin and Ally, or like,
I never watched Austin and Ally.
Really? No. Or iCarly, like all the friends like have like a role, you know, like Carly and Sam and then Freddie with the camera, you know.
So then what was like the older brother's name?
Spencer.
Who's Spencer?
Oh, I don't know. Spencer.
Jason.
Mason Spencer.
So since you're Brent's editor, like, and you've been in some videos, do you ever have people like trying to DM you like as a fan or like following you on Instagram or something?
Fun fact, one of my neighbors actually, or like a bunch of my neighbors are like some kids, and they'll come knock on the door like a few times a week and ask if Brent's there because they know like I'm the editor and
it's
probably because they've seen him there too. But yeah, literally earlier today they were asking me.
That's sick. That's so funny.
They're asking me how I met you and everything. Just like,
probably like, show us the deleted clips. Show us what he has to hide.
Do you ever want to leak Brent's footage?
But I do send Snapchats to like Ben and stuff sometimes.
Oh yeah, Snapchats go around of the maybe the rated PG-13 versions of the clips sometimes. Yeah, it's funny. It's fun. No, but I think I want to know, Mark. You know, everyone wants to know this. I feel like. I get a lot of comments about this, but like, what is a day in the life of an editor? Like what do? You wake up, you know, and like, then what?
Do you sleep, you know?
So I sleep a few hours of the week.
Okay.
Literally. Yeah, so. 'Cause like I edited all my YouTube videos until like literally this year. So, yeah, so
that's crazy.
Yeah. That's why I don't upload much. I need to sleep somewhere in between.
Yeah.
It's a lot, but it's, but yeah, so any video usually takes around between like 6 to 12 hours. Like yours have been around 12 to like 14 lately sometimes, you know. Like yours and Ben's have been up there. But then like Lexi Rivera, like hers isn't as much footage, for example. Hers is like, she just likes it with like one song and everything. Yeah. So it's a lot less like.
If you guys didn't know, Mark also edits for my sister, Ben, the twins,
Andrew.
That's insane.
So, you know, he does have a lot of videos to edit throughout the week. Yeah. So he's not only editing my video, but I do have to say, I do give him my video most of the time, Friday at like 7 p.m., right? And I post Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. So
so if it takes 12 hours and I get it.
He's up all night that night. Like,
oh my gosh.
Editing.
And then the same thing the next day for Ben and the twins videos.
Yeah, they're Saturday, huh?
Yeah, they post Sunday. So yeah, I edit Saturday.
So do you have a day off?
Sometimes I get like Tuesday or Wednesday off.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of time, it depends on when Andrew finishes his video because he posts on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Uh huh.
But yeah.
So yeah. What video stood out the most, like this last year, of like maybe the most fun to edit? Like a video that was just like, or crazy to edit or something that was hard to edit? Like, did anything stand out from me or even like someone a part of the group, like Ben or?
Yeah, I mean, every one of yours and Ben's videos are like, I love the most. Like, I'm the most proud of your guys'. I'm proud of everyone's. I would show anyone in the group's videos. But yeah.
Who's the worst edit for?
The worst. There's different categories. You know?
So work-wise, who's the worst edit for?
Okay, yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Whose videos are the most like boring to edit?
It depends.
He doesn't want to call anyone out.
So, like, because I'm not the intended audience for everyone's groups, you know, everyone's videos. So out of the people I edit for right now, I like them all pretty equal. Like, I have, everyone has different funny moments.
That's what a father or mom would say.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even saying this because I don't edit for her anymore. But yeah. Lexi Hensler is where at least not for my age group. But now her videos, I'm able to watch them a lot more. She's a new editor. They're doing very good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's good. You know, I mean, I think, you know, obviously everyone has their own style, you know, so it's good that, you know, I feel like the good thing is that you can tell it's the same editor, but you also, you know, can't, because there's so many different things that
everyone
happen.
Everyone has their own kind of videos, kind of like style for their own
which is good. You know, everyone has their own music, you know, no one like takes music, which is, I think, amazing, you know, because you don't see SpongeBob using the same soundtracks as like Fairly Odd Parents. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be whack.
A lot of editors, like, if they edit for multiple people, they'll use the same songs or even like the same, like same transitions, same sound effects, everything. Like I switch it up a little bit, different colors for the decks, different text fonts, you know.
Let's talk about love life.
Yeah.
Let's talk about love life. Not only with Mark, but with everyone here. I feel like we deserve to talk about the things that are happening in our lives romantically.
You sound like a 30-year-old woman at like a wine night. Like, we deserve to talk about our love life.
All doing amazing in her life.
Well,
let's start with Ava. Ava, you have the most probably like flourishing love life going on now. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I mean, I have a boyfriend.
Yeah,
nothing You're has strong. Changed. Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
strong.
What are some like pointers that you can give me and Mark?
Okay, I would say like just be really confident in like yourself, because like if you're not confident in yourself, you're gonna always be like wondering what you're like. Boyfriend or girlfriend is doing.
Yeah,
you're gonna always want to be like checking up on them, even if you're not like sussed about like what they're doing. You just want to like always, you know, hang on them or like be next to them, whatever. But like to be confident and like almost not like just remember like you don't need the person you're dating. Yeah. Like you want to be with them. Mm-hmm. That's why you're with them.
Yeah,
not you don't have to. So yeah, because like we're both like Olaf and I are both really busy all the time, and like he lives in Norway. Like obviously we live like on opposite sides of the country.
Yeah, your own thing's going, you know.
Yeah, but exactly. We're both like so busy, and that's like honestly what makes a relationship like so strong, because we just like could care less. Like both of us don't need a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, wow. We're
both very independent and trust each other.
Yeah,
that's amazing. That's great. I mean, that's perfect.
What about you, Brent?
What do you mean? What about me? Yeah.
what's going on?
Well, you know. You know, there's nothing too crazy going on with my love life. it's, you know, the thing is I am, I get lazy, right?
Yeah.
And
you get lazy or like you're permanently?
No, like I love to reach out. Like, I'll, you know, if I find a girl cute or if I think a girl's cute, like I'll be like, hey, like, I think you're cute, you know?
Yeah. You do.
Maybe I'll DM them. Maybe I'll Snapchat them. Like, be like, hey, you're cute, you know, like, and just have like fun conversations with them. Like sometimes like, but I get lazy. Like then they're like, then it's like time to hang out or time to like go and drive to their house. And I'm like, wait, hold on. Like,
That's not laziness, but just like being scared of like any sort of further just commitment besides session. Like, it's like,
Brent, you know, goes for what he can't get, And then once he does get it,
if I get it, then I'm not happy with it.
Yeah.
And then he wants,
no, we learned that. We've learned that years ago.
No, it's not. I have to learn to figure, you know, but.
Why don't you just put yourself in some uncomfortable situations? Like, why don't you just go that one
just
time?
Just go and do it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe I should. Maybe I should. You know, maybe the next thing that happens, you know, it's meant to be, I'll go and just hit it off and see what happens, you know? But like a lot of the times, you know, I overthink it. You know, I think I'm like, well, no. Like, you know, that's going to, you know. If I start dating someone, like it's just gonna just kind of turn into like a little bit.
Do you know that Brent basically invited me on a date with another girl?
Oh my gosh.
The other week.
So this is what happened, right? No! So four weeks ago, okay, this girl wanted to hang out. And I'm like, you know what?
Sweet girl. Sweet girl.
She's very sweet. Honestly.
Trying to get them together for
honestly, she is very sweet. She's one of the nicest girls. Like, I can tell she's so genuine and everything. So that's why I was like kind of, I'm like, I'm interested. I'm like, oh, that's interesting, you know? Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean, you know, anything's going to happen. But I was interested. So I'm like, oh, like, you know, come down. We're having dinner. Like, it was Ben. Ben and this person, and then
Andrew and this person.
I think we both know. Okay, maybe they were girl figures, and then so now I'm like, then they're like, hey, you should go, Brent. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, okay, maybe I should bring a girl, you know, like.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, there's this girl. So I text her. I'm like, hey, you should come down. We're going to Nobu, and she's like, okay. So she drove
fancy restaurant on a Saturday night.
She, you know, she was kind of busy, but she went. She came down. She drove all the way down. You know,
from LA
to Newport Beach. I got cold feet. And I called Ava and I said, hey, do you want to go to Nobu?
Okay, no.
So not only did I show up with one girl, I showed up with two girls while Ben and Andrew had one. And let's just...
Brent and I get dinner, you know, a lot. Like, we go out and get food. It's, like, casual.
Yeah.
And so it was, like, one night and I was hungry. So I text Brent. I'm like, hey, like, you want to go get food? And he's like, yeah, sure. And he's like... oh, I already like have a reservation at Nobu, so like just tag along. And I'm like, okay, you know, it's going to be like the homies. Like, yeah, sure, like I'll come. And so Brent picks me up, I get in the car and he's like, so everyone should be there in like the next 10 minutes. And I'm like, okay, yeah, like who's coming? And he's like, well, Ben and like this girl and Andrew and like this girl and Sterling. And I'm like, wait. I'm like, that's like two couples basically.
I know.
And now it's just you, me, and this girl. Uh-huh. I was like, well, the Brent, thing, you just invited me to
crash. I'm not ready
for
that. You know, I wasn't even ready to just, it would have just felt weird. Uh-huh. You know, like I couldn't, I wanted Ava there a lot, you know, like.
So the way I see it is Brent's really, really busy, you know, so when he does get the chance, he kind of just wants to see if he can still get it, you know,
I want to see if I still got game, almost. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see if I have that sixth grade, seventh grade Slayer still
in me. I'm not going to lie, too, like, part of it, like, I totally get you on that, like, I feel like you almost want to self-sabotage your relationships when you're young, because it's like, if you don't want something serious, you know, like, it's not like we're looking to get married right now.
Yeah.
So it's like, you don't want to find someone that's like perfect. Cause then it's like, oh, you know, I'm going to be locked down on this for like, who knows how long. Yeah. But like, if you're constantly looking for like a challenge or like something exciting and fun that like, maybe you can't, like, it's like a trophy type thing. Like, I feel like, I don't want to say that's what you should be doing when you're young, but like, you definitely should have moments like that.
I think it just comes down to me, like, it just comes down to laziness and like the ability not to be able to like really take that step. Like, I feel like that's where I'm at. And I feel like, honestly, like, I feel like I'm in a therapy session right now. Let's change the subject and let's talk about Mark's love life.
Mark, how's
the editor, Mark, love life. All right, Mark, what's going on?
So I'm also just as busy as Brent, you know, not just as busy, but a good amount of hours a week.
Yeah.
So I haven't had like,
you don't tell,
serious.
You don't text them, hey, come over and edit
watch
and chill.
Edit
and chill,
watch
baby.
Me edit.
Sit right here. No, it's, it's been a few years since I've had like a real girlfriend since then. You know, I've had little things now and then, but nothing serious in the last like 3 years.
No, you've had a few girlfriends, right? I mean, you had two in high school or three.
Mm-hmm.
Three
in high school and then two after.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And then since then, nothing.
Yeah. How long has it been? Probably like 2 years, right?
Three. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, Olav didn't have a girlfriend for 8 years.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, now I feel better. Now I feel a lot better. Thank you for telling me that.
He told me, like, when we first started talking, he's like, just letting you know, like, I haven't had a girlfriend.
What was his reason? Why?
He said that, like, he was really happy with, like, his family and his friends, and, like, he was traveling and, like, didn't need a girlfriend.
Exactly.
It means he stood out.
Yeah.
It means it's
Wow.
He told me, and I was like, okay. I was like, did I ask to be your girlfriend? Like, why are you telling me this? And he's like, oh, okay. And, like, I basically reverse psychology'd him. He's like, just to let you know, like, I don't want a girlfriend. I was like, okay.
Okay, I know a
like,
lot of
wait,
guys.
Wait, come
a,
back.
A lot of my friends use, like, this tactic where they make it seem like they don't like this girl. They're not interested at all. Mm-hmm. Like, at all.
Yeah.
Like, almost like they despise the girl.
It's like in, like, elementary. Like,
it's like elementary school.
You mess with them a little bit.
I'm like, dude, like, grow up. How old are you? 25? Like, come on. Like, you know, like, I don't know. I'm not like that. I don't.
It works.
It works sometimes. Sometimes. I can't say it works all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I'm not like that. Usually I'm kind of just like, honestly, sometimes I'm a little like too like, I want to cut to the chase and I think it just doesn't work like
no,
that.
No, not like that. She took that wrong.
Oh, no, no, no.
I was just like, oh. No, you
no, I want to cut to like, no, no, no. I want to skip like the whole like.
No games.
Like no games, you know? But I don't know if that will really work. No. Not like the, okay, anyways. Let's talk about things that you have edited, Mark, that aren't.
That like, never get seen.
Never got seen. Oh. Like, do you have any clips that you can show us that can be like, that's a juicy clip?
Oh, yeah. I have this one. Here, let me.
You want to play it?
Yeah, it just popped up in my Snapchat memories from it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we're going to watch it right here. Okay, wait. Let me give it back.
Okay,
my room's messy.
I know what this is. I've seen this a lot over at least 10 times. So basically, guys, I was filming a video with the Stokes twins. It was in their apartment. We were filming an eat it or wear it challenge. So basically, we would eat it or wear it. And so we were pouring stuff on each other. And so there was a ingredient hot sauce that we had to pour on each other.
Oh, you did.
And when I poured the hot sauce on me, it just kind of dripped down. I was wearing shorts. And basically, the hot sauce got into like my shorts, like into my pants, and got on
something it shouldn't have.
If you guys can guess what that is, a private part maybe. And it hurt. It burned.
Gosh. How? Like, I'm just wondering, like, how it traveled through clothing.
It just
somewhere.
It did. It did. I don't know.
Yeah, swim trunks.
It was swim trunks.
No, it must have been pretty no runny underneath. Hot sauce, huh?
Yeah.
It wasn't thick like the red.
It was like a Tabasco or something. Yeah, let's play the clip. So there we go. There is what happens when I get.
How long did that take to like settle down?
I don't know. Probably at least 10 minutes. Yeah, oh I had to like.
Did you go to the bathroom and like figure it out?
Or yeah, what? I think I went to the bathroom for a little bit and kind of just like tried to like. Oh. Yeah, but that was crazy.
Yeah, and Brent's wanted to like hold his composure and like make it through the video. So you know that was.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah, it was bad.
I don't know how I would have reacted if that happened to me. Oh. Like, no.
Have you had anything like in your videos where like you couldn't include, but because it was too like. But it was so funny.
Dang.
Not to put you on the spot or anything.
Like, has anyone, you know, gotten hurt or thrown up or.
Or no, has there like, been like someone said something where it was like not supposed to be said or.
I'm trying to think. Has anything happened like in our videos?
Maybe, probably.
I mean, I don't really know. Like, I usually keep that stuff in.
Yeah. Well, we were vlogging. Really, I know we were at Disneyland one time and we were all vlogging. I think it was like the Savage Squad.
Yeah.
With you and Mark was there too. Something happened at Disneyland. We were like, we kind of, what happened? Was it with the churro or what? What happened at Disneyland? What was that all about?
Okay, so there was this one time that we were all at Disneyland. I think it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Because we used to go to Disneyland.
2016 or 17.
Yeah,
Mark was there. I was there. You were there. Savage Squad was there.
I think Chris was there.
Weekly Chris was there.
It was like with like his girlfriend. Yeah.
Because it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it was like a big group. And did we have a tour guide?
No, we didn't.
We went, we were trying to get okay. One, remember? Because
it was crazy. Yeah. So we just go to Disneyland as like a normal group of friends, and we were trying to like ride rides and stuff, and like we just couldn't because we just kept getting stopped everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it started to create like a fire hazard wherever we went because like so many people would stop us. And there was like this churro stand.
We kept getting back in line.
And like, so we were at this churro stand, and then like one subscriber came up and like stopped one of us, I think it was like you, and they start taking a picture with you, and then the line like moved forward, but you were still taking the picture.
Yeah.
And then like we lost our spot in line, and this churro line was like long. It was like probably like 15 people.
People love churros at Disneyland.
Oh my gosh. So like we get back in the line, like we're now in the back of the line, and then like another subscriber comes up, and then like we all have to take pictures, so we like lose our spot again. And we were at this churro line for probably like an hour and a half.
Trying to get
like,
churros.
Just trying to get churros. Yeah. And like finally we were like, you know what? Like this is ridiculous. Like we haven't ridden any rides. It's like 4 o'clock at this point. Like Disneyland closes in a few hours. We can't get anything done. So we go to the city hall to try to get a tour guide. I think we were just like, can we just pay for someone to like give us a tour? Like we just, you know, wanted to come here.
Yeah.
And it's too crazy. And they're like, no, you can't, like blah, 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 blah.
They're all booked or something.
Yeah, they're all booked or something. And like we ended up, because like we weren't getting anything done, we ended up having to like wait at City Hall for like hours to speak to like someone.
And,
they brought us into this like courtroom.
We went into like a little room. Everyone's like sitting down.
It was like a courtroom.
Remember, Tila was going off.
And Tila was like, going off. She's like, we just wanted to get some churros. She's like, we can't get on any rides. And like, we can't do anything. And like, this is, we're creating fire hazards. And then they're like, we can all give you like tickets to come back, but we have to escort you out. And they literally escorted us all out.
They escorted us all out, and we got tickets to come back the next day to enjoy it. Usually that's what they do. And that's what I love about Disney is they'll give you, if you don't
have a good time, they give you a new ticket. You just have to leave.
Like, yeah, because that's what they're, you know, that's what they're all about, you know, making dreams happy and making people happy.
But we never actually use those tickets.
I don't think we did. I don't think we used them as a group.
I used mine.
But I used mine. I definitely used mine. I was back the next day. Oh man!
I remember we were all like, "We'll just do it again someday." And we like never did it.
I can't wait to go. April 30th, it opens soon. Yeah. It's not an ad, but I'm excited to go.
The thing is, like, I remember when we used to go to Disneyland all the time. I would tell like Tila and everyone, I'd be like, "Hey, when we go to Disneyland, can we just wear like hats or like hoodies or whatever? Like, can we not like dress like all crazy and like cause a scene?"
Yeah.
And I would show up to Disneyland like with a hoodie, like just trying to ride some rides, you know. And Tila would show up like ears, like hair curls.
I'm
like,
here.
Yeah! Like the backpack. I'm like, dang it. Like, we're not going to get on any rides this trip.
I never went in the daytime. And when we had passes, we'd always go at night because the times where I would go in the day, it's a little too much. I feel like at nighttime it's great because, you know, you can really just like.
Night causes so much anxiety for me.
Really? Like, I love the night. I love when like everything's crazy and like the people are like telling, go this way, like the parade's happening.
No,
and,
like my heart's racing. Okay, guys, Disneyland at night is so dark. Like it's so dark.
It is pretty dark.
They do not light that at all.
It keeps the vibe.
Everywhere like pushing and shoving and like, ugh.
It's great. It keeps the vibe, you know?
The vibe.
Yeah.
I think they could afford a couple more.
And those are that's when the lines are really good. I mean, you know,
Right when everyone's going to the parade.
Yeah, the parade or the fireworks. That's when they go on all the rides.
Oh my god, I can't wait to go back.
Oh my god, we discovered a secret.
What's
a
secret?
And should I say it?
What is it?
Maybe I should. So, guys, at Disneyland, right? Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should say this or not. So at Disneyland, our friends love to go on the rides, okay? And I was like, I went up to one of the cast members in at Space Mountain, right? Because we wanted to go on Space Mountain. But the line was 55 minutes. I'm like, crap, right? So I went up to one of the cast members because we didn't have a Fast Pass. I'm like, what does it take to get in the Fast Pass line, right? And the cast member's like, well, like, you can't really, like, yeah, you just have to wait in the line. And I'm like, what if we sing a Disney song? Like, all the whole group. And then they're like, okay, like sing, like what song? And I'm like, Let It Go. And then they're like, okay. And then we'll see. Well, I'm like, we're like, we'll sing as loud as we can. So we just start singing Let It Go, like Let It Go, Let It Go. And then like, that was it. And then they're like, okay, go through. It worked at least 10 different times now. And
no way.
It's been obviously a whole year since Disneyland was open, but I am for sure going to be trying it again.
Wow.
I mean, it's so easy.
Wait, but the Fast Pass line doesn't even really get you like that much.
It cuts it by
if it's a long line.
Fast Pass line is usually 10 minutes long or less.
Yeah.
So I mean, you're definitely cutting, you know, a little bit. But hey, there you go. If you guys ever want to get a Fast Pass, just sing. We did that Indiana Jones. We did that Big Thunder Mountain. Yeah. It was
There are things like that. Like I saw this one thing years ago where it was like if you ask at like Pirates or whatever, the cast member, how their day is going or whatever, uh-huh. they like get you into like the
there's little secrets. Yeah.
Like there's like weird yeah. things like that.
Okay. I want to know first date. Okay. Would you take your first date to Disneyland?
I have taken a first date.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you, Mark?
It's a big commitment.
If it's like a double date, yeah, because a lot of my friends are Disney experts.
You think it's too like? You think it's?
It's pretty cool to show off your knowledge of Disney, though, because like,
true,
you know, girls love that.
Yeah,
it is romantic. I feel like it's fun to like get a group together and like bring.
I feel like I would shine on a first date at Disneyland. I feel like I would shine.
That's
like,
my place.
That's my place. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'd be like, I don't know. I feel like I could really shine.
Brent, does it? What is the ride that you okay? If you had a first date at Disneyland,
romantic, what, which ride would I take?
Which ride would you kiss that date on?
Damn.
I have my answer.
So after a long, fun day at Disneyland, you know.
It's maybe, your least favorite ride, so.
Maybe we go. I know. I don't like. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of it, but I'd probably honestly. The most romantic ride, I would say, is. I hate to say it. It's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, it is.
It is.
You sit at the back of the boat.
In the back of the boat and you have a little romantic time, especially like when you drive through like the Blue Bayou area.
Uh-huh.
It's like very like romantic, you know? But there's actually a ride at Disney World, the Avatar ride on a boat. And that is the best scenic ride I have ever been on.
Really?
So I would 100% take my date there.
Okay.
Too. But.
Yeah. I think also another romantic ride is, well... It's not.
Dumbo?
No. Well, like the... Okay,
Incredicoaster, you're like...
The Haunted Mansion is like the second best.
You get a lot of alone time.
Well, you are... You know? Yeah, you are in your own cubby. You're... Yeah, that
it's,
is right.
I wouldn't say it's like a kiss type of thing.
You're
like
in the middle of the turn when you're kissing.
Yeah, and then it's like...
You're facing that someone.
Yeah.
Or like you look at the goat in Thunder Mountain. Maybe you're like you kiss her like there.
Oh my gosh, no. Yeah, definitely Pirates is like the most like romantic.
Yeah, and the least romantic would be, I would have to say... Matterhorn.
Yeah, that is.
If you've ever been on Matterhorn,
there's no way you would kiss someone on Matterhorn.
What about when all the smoke?
It is bumpy.
There, you know? Is that Matterhorn?
Bumpy.
No, that's Thunder Mountain.
Yeah, it's Thunder Mountain.
Oh, all the smoke.
Matterhorn, honestly,
that ride hurts.
It was closed down for like a whole year for like repairs, but like when I went on it again, like it hurt.
It always hurt. Boom, 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 it boom. Always hurt.
Those are like going to fly off the thing, and that's the whole point of it. I mean, it's fun, you know, but like it's
wait,
scary.
Is Matterhorn the same one as like the one where you're like on the bobsled type of thing, and the Yeti's like? Oh.
Yes, that's
okay,
the one.
Yeah, that one is painful.
Yeah,
that one's a painful ride.
It is a very
I would say ride. The least romantic ride at Disneyland is maybe Indiana Jones.
Really?
Because it's just like you're just constantly being thrown around.
I love Indiana Jones, though. It's such a good ride.
There's no way you could kiss one on that ride. The ride's like...
Guardians at the very top.
Oh no!
But
that's kind of romantic.
Wait, kissing someone you like draw?
Like you're like
that's kind of hot.
Babe, like yeah, hey babe, good luck.
Yeah, that's kind of cute.
Or Cars. Oh, the Cars ride's fine.
The Cars ride. Yeah.
Like we won the race, babe. You know, like right after.
No, before. Before. When you're just cruising.
Good luck, babe. Oh my god.
Oh wait.
What?
Wasn't there a ride? Kyle?
Oh! So guys, we have a friend. His name's Kyle, right?
Uh-huh. They don't know about that at all, huh?
Really? Should we talk about it or no?
Yeah, let's talk about
it. Okay, right. So me and Mark, obviously, Kyle went to school with me and Mark since middle school as well.
Yeah.
And Kyle was there one of our Disneyland trips.
This is big T, guys.
One of our many Disneyland trips. Yeah, Kyle
okay,
was there.
Okay, so Kyle like is one of Brent's close friends. Like they've known each other.
He used to take pictures for everyone.
Yeah.
Like they've known each other forever. He's got a great Lego collection.
Really good Lego collection.
And like he used to come to Disneyland with us. I say Disneyland so weird. I'm like Disney, whatever.
Disneyland.
We used to go together. And, you know, the lines at Disneyland are, like, long.
Yeah.
And so, like, we're waiting in lines for, like, hours long. And we started playing, like, at the time we were really obsessed with, like, what are the odds?
Yeah, it's like a little game. It's like, what are the odds you do this? Like, kiss.
Yeah, and you would be like, oh, 1 out of 10. And then someone would count down to, like, to 3. And then you both would say, like, the number. And if it's the same number, then you have to do it. So we're playing this game in the Indiana Jones line. Mm-hmm. And someone's like, what are the odds... Kyle, like, what are the odds you kiss Ava? And we're all like laughing, Brent is not laughing.
Like, who said
he's
that?
Like, wait, what? And then Kyle's like, oh, 1 out of 10 or whatever. And I was like, okay, whatever. So he gets the number.
Yeah, he gets the number.
And
right.
Everyone's like, oh. Like,
so now he has to kiss Ava.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, you know, whatever. It's going to be like a little peck. Like,
this
whatever.
Is Kyle. I'm going to be playing Kyle here, okay?
So I'm like, it's a little peck. Kyle right. goes, grabs my face, literally starts like making out with me in this line.
In the line of Indiana Jones. And how was it?
Well, okay, so Brent's like standing there, like in the line, like what the heck? And like he kisses me, and in my head I'm like, wait a second.
Like, yeah, wait a second, I kind of like this.
Like, he's Kyle's a really good kisser.
Damn.
Way better than Brent.
Oh, hell no.
So from that moment on, I was kind of like, damn, like Kyle can get it. Like,
hey, you know what? There you go. There you have it.
He always talked about, he would brag about it for the next like year.
Yeah, straight, he's like, hey, remember when I was at Disneyland and I, you know.
Well, there was one time that I actually, never mind.
All right. Okay. I think that's going to wrap up our podcast today. Yeah. But thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you, Mark, for joining us today. That was super fun.
Oh yeah, no problem.
Getting the insides of all the editing stuff. Yes. Maybe we can have you back.
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure you guys definitely
rate the podcast.
Rate the podcast, yeah.
And listen to us on all podcast platforms. Thank you guys for listening and watching if you're on YouTube, and make sure to rate the podcast and listen to us on all platforms.
We'll see you guys next time.
Yes.
Peace.
Bye.